information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hello, hello, and hey, and welcome to This Week's Criticast. The name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure being here with you once again for yet another episode in which, you know, stuff happened. Later on, we're talking about that video that came out where a woman is being abused by women, other women. I'll tell them a lot more about that. And then also, I want to talk about what point does a woman, you know, a girl who's dating a guy, start performing wifely duties. I'll have some of your opinions, some of them very interesting. And then also I'll play music from a Buffalo Soldier, as well as something from a new guy called Caspido. There is that. So what, let me talk about the news that made, well, the stuff that made the news this week. You know, Jeremy Clarkson, you know, the guy from Top Gear, well, his contract will not be renewed. It's ending at the end of, at the end of March, his contract will be done, and the BBC's decided they've had enough of his antics. This is after his latest episode where he beat up a producer, which is like, yeah, strange. I think he gave the BBC no choice after so many gaffes from the use of the N-word when there was an outtake and all sorts of things that were taking place. You know, it was just like weird. But, you know, Top Gear's not going to be the same without him. Yeah. Yeah, some of that cynicism. You know, that some crazy banter between him, Richard May, and Richard Hammond and James May. So yeah, gonna miss that. So anyway, also, what happened this week? You know, some ZANU PF activists want the Rhodes grave that is in Matopos to be removed. Yeah, I mean, I think they're just jumping onto that bandwagon. You know that in South Africa, there's a Rhodes statue which is under threat because the students at the University of Cape Town are saying that's a relic of the old colonial and racist system and all that other stuff. But yeah, from talking to other people, they're saying, you know, this stuff is just it's just something that takes the eye off the ball because there's a lot more things that need to be dealt with as far as what's happening at the University of Cape Town, in which where a lot of things that they think are fundamentally racist or whatever, segregationist or whatever it is, I don't know, prejudiced, you know, whatever it is. Well, they think stuff is happening there, but this is just the beginning. So, yeah, well, so the NPF used once it died, wanted gone. In 2012, a couple of war vets or something invaded the place, but President Mugabe was like, no, let's keep it there because, you know, it's a reminder of how bad the situation was. It's a reminder of colonialism, and we want to get it done. And I don't think the Minister of Tourism, Walter Mzembe, would be too excited because he likes the tourists, doesn't he? He'll come all the way to come and look at that statue, and or rather that grave, and be like, oh yeah, I don't know. Funny comment from the Minister of Information, Media, Public, you know, that guy, Jonathan Moy. He's like, oh, you know, we got rid of statues of this dude a long time ago, right? And there's no evidence that, what's his name, Rhodes is interred at Matopos. Yeah, whatever that is. Zulu King, what's his name? Goodwin Zwelithini came out with a statement this past week, which is like so weird. He says, foreigners need to leave the country because they are making life uncomfortable for locals. They are an inconvenience. Says locals, foreigners, some of them are taking advantage of the fact that they helped the country, that is South Africa, in times of apartheid. And he wants them deported from his country. Yeah. It's a bit stupid, isn't it? Because, you know, when you look at it, there's so many other problems that are happening. And, you know, if anything, I think the foreigners in the country that are kind of getting in and setting up businesses and employing locals are creating employment, you know, or something. I don't know. It's just weird. And if a king is saying this stuff, imagine what the masses on the streets are, what you call it, you know. It's just sad. Somebody says stuff like that. It's actually very exasperating. You don't want stuff like that said. It's just weird. JJ came out and he donated goods along with other people. Remember he was being reported to be all broke and whatever, and it was a dire situation. Came out and donated stuff to the Harare Children's Home. His idea is that everybody should donate and help people because you're the change or something like that. So, you know, it says cots and beds are what, and bedding are needed at Harare Children's Home. So, yeah, if you can, go and support any home near your area because, you know, it's a worthy cause. And it's nice to see someone that young taking that much responsibility for life. Yeah, it is what it is.
Playing today's best music. Playing today's best music. Best music. Best music.
Yeah, there's a brand new song from award-winning star Buffalo Soldier. The track is called Shombele. That means, you know, he say the girl made him, was, her love was so beautiful, he had to combine Ndebele and Shona and make a new face. So, yeah, beautiful thing. And the name is Larry. You listen to the Criticast. And now what I'm going to talk about, there was a video, a very disturbing video that made the rounds of social media this past week of a woman who was believed to be a commercial sex worker, who was caught by women who, one of whom was married to the guy, to a guy that had hired her and that sort of thing. And well, they started beating her up. As you can see them, they touching her private parts and, you know, smacking her with the stick and all that other stuff, making her dance and do all types of weird stuff. And, you know, it's kind of strange. It's like, wow. Sadly, cases of this sort are not uncommon. Very often, they involve a small house, you know, so and it just gets ugly and all that other stuff. And you hear so many cases, many of which don't even make it onto the news, of abuse of that nature. And it's just like, wow, it's like proper disturbing. And it's a reflection of how weird society is, first of all, because, you know, the propensity for violence, for that matter. And I've always spoken about how our country is a lot more violent than we like to think. It's an internal form of violence. It's not that, you know, that outward, that like, you know, people getting shot and that sort of thing. It's just like, you know, we respond to things using violence. Like, you know, you get the mob justice in the streets and, you know, and even states where, like, if somebody does something, you know, untoward, they say, kusarowa, like, it's because that person hasn't got a beating. But the other thing is the reaction, the very tepid reaction from activists and organizations and stuff like that. When the touts, if you remember them, who, you know, quite horribly treated that woman quite horribly on the streets when they were undressing her and all sorts of things, and that was like disgusting. Well, those touts, by the way, have been sent to prison, so they're going to spend 8 months in prison for that abuse. But the silence over this situation, maybe because this woman was a commercial sex worker, or because it's a woman abusing an abusing woman, so there isn't that much thing, you know, traction internationally or whatever it is that could be taken from that. When it's a man abusing a woman, on the other hand, it's seen as sexism and so forth, so it's got bigger headlines, it's got bigger traction, and people can make a bigger deal out of it. But yeah, it's been very muted reaction, you know. In some quarters they say, oh no, some people have been talking about it, but compared to what when that other video of the what you call it, of the woman being stripped from miniskirt was concerned by men, well, it's nothing. It's very quiet. It's all gone very, very quiet, and that's just sad, isn't it? You know, because when you really think about it, it's still a human rights issue, and that's just, this is completely hypocritical. What the hell is that word? Hypocritical. It's just like so wrong, weird, and all that other stuff. I don't know, maybe we'd pick and choose what rights we want to fight over, but it's just weird. Just stop doing that. It's just, like, disgusting. Yep, so, anyway, on the other side of the DJ C-Mac Top 5, this is coming just now, I'm going to talk about that. When is it right, or when is it okay, not right, when is it okay for a woman to start performing traditionally wifely duties for her man?
It began in Africa.
If I had you, and I oh, if I had you,
and I was, you were never ungati kunyepa, kugona kudai, mukati zviri zvega, pinda uzviwanera samani vakapenga.
Brand new flow, brand new bits, brand new style and brand new kicks, brand new life, brand new chicks, I got it good.
Feel how I fuse it, life is my music, feels how I fuse it, barefoot I walk under the night sky, your soul I dance, I eat it, dick.
We got plenty money now. We got plenty.
And you're listening to DJ C-Mac, a super DJ.
Yeah, big shout out to DJ C-Mac for his top 5 tracks that you'll be listening to right now from Zimbabwe. The name is Larry, you're listening to the Criticast. Oh, by the way, you can catch DJ C-Mac between 4:30 and 5 p.m. on Star FM. Yeah, so yeah, shout out to him. Anyway, the final segment of the Criticast, and I'm going to talk about those issues that have got to do with relationships, that sort of thing, as always. And just before the DJ C-Mac Top 5, I said, I was going to talk about at what point a woman should do wifely duties for a man. This came from a Facebook duties. But by the way, when I say wifely duties, I mean traditional wifely duties. So before those feminists and whatnot and all those fundamental feminists, the hectic ones, extremists and stuff like that. I'm not even going to get into trouble for that. I'm going to get into trouble for saying that as well. But before anyone has a problem, I'm talking about traditional roles and that sort of thing. And I'll explain a lot more about what I mean by all of that after I get your contributions. But essentially, I put the status update out and it just got wild. It just got crazy. And for days, people giving their opinion on what they think of the topic. When I said, when is it okay for a woman to start doing her dudes, laundry? Yeah. Let me listen to your opinions first and then I'll throw in what other people said and what I think on the topic.
Hey, Larry. In response to your question, I personally feel that wifely duties are only meant to be done once the woman is upgraded from girlfriend to wife status. However, people are different, people have different opinions and stuff. So I think people should do what's comfortable with them. If a chick feels like she can go through piles and piles of dirty laundry before she's wifed, it's cool. It's really up to her. I just think people should just do whatever they feel they're comfortable with.
All right, and when is it okay for a chick to start washing her boyfriend's clothes?
Yeah.
And I think the moment you start having sex.
Oh gosh, this last statement was completely radical, but you can see the line of thinking. Because when you really think about it, if you were going to be all very traditionalist about these things, there, sex is traditionally wifely duties and husbandly duties, married duties. Like, if you want to think in that context, yeah. But I don't know, it's a very weird topic because, society is no longer very, very linear. Back in the day, you're all supposed to believe in one thing and that's how we're all defined and that sort of thing. And now it's just different. People are just different right now. But what I say is, if you want to be judged by traditional constructs and you say, this is how I want to be, like, then you've got to fall in line with what tradition does. If that's how you want your life to be defined and say, I want traditional aspects. Because, like, for example, somebody was saying that if she's really wants to become a wife, then she should start showing, like, the capabilities of being a wife. I don't know how sexist that sounds, but, you know, you can understand the point of view. There's, like, you know, in a way, he says that they're auditioning for the position of a wife, which in itself sounds a bit strange when you think about it, because, you know, it's like, what is a wife? The other side of it, what is a wife? There's just so many things, from being a companion, whatever it is. And when, you know, when it gets intellectualized and they throw in all sorts of other definitions, that sort of thing, and it gets weird. It's like, wow, okay, what is it? And, you know, you can get caught up in this weird web where you start thinking about, no, okay, this shouldn't be a wife, that shouldn't be a wife, whatever it is. And I think different relationships, you know, different marriages are there for different reasons. Some marry each other because of money, and some marry because of security. And there's a quid pro quo arrangement. I give you this, you give me that. And, you know, I don't know. It's strange. I mean, you know, there have been situations where a girl on the first day that they hook up is already doing the guy's dishes and stuff like that. I know she's doing it because she's trying to be, you know, all nice, or she's just obsessive compulsive disorder where she doesn't think, oh gosh, how can I be at this dirty house? I don't know. It's a completely weird topic because, you know, it, you know, like someone says, you know, it's like really one of those topics that can divide a lot of opinions. Some people are like, why should I ever watch his clothes ever? Like, in ever. Someone said, I don't even wash my own clothes, you know. Why? Because I've got a maid, so I can get my maid to do it for him, or he can get a maid and that sort of thing. I don't know. Oh, it's just weird. But it's the terms and conditions of different relationships, I guess. And, you know, they say, even though, you know, it sounds very sexist, whatever. I don't know. Does it? Does it really? Or have we just made it sound dirty? They say a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And if you cook real nice for him, which is something that is seen traditionally as wife duty, not to say men shouldn't cook, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. This is a specific instance of talking about it. But, you know, it's just a really strange topic. It's open-ended. As the first contributor to say, it just depends on what you guys are comfortable with in your relationship, because the relationship is yours. Anyway, with that, I say thank you very much for listening to me. And if you want to get in touch with me on these and any other topics, the email address is info@larryquirirai.com. Quirirai's got a Y-I at the end. If you follow me on Twitter, it's @Quirirai. And you can get me on my website, www.larryquirirai.com. And with that, I say thank you very much once again for listening to me. And I will be back with you next week. I leave you listening to a new track from a new guy on the block. His name is Caspido. The track is called Ndinzwere. My name's Larry. I'll see you next week. It's been The Criticast. Take care of yourself.
Set records.
Ndinzwere. 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 Esinino chema. Ndinzwere.
Chikwadirara pamwe rwenyika haperi ukatanga pane print skani pamsika mukwava ndaingojeka kutende chishika handaungoziva tichata zakubika mwana ndakaponda uyo mune maronda chiti shikandibate zvainowisira mubvura shikandibate zvainowisira mumoto zvisoti shandibata zveiwira kufambi inini wacho ndozvipiga chiti ndiri ngwambi pafeya ndisingazive ndiri pambi kana zvakadai rege kanditeure kusiva nyimaria misere gracia ukomborerwa kapa nevakadzi akomborerwa mwana wemimba yenyuka yesu damoye mabatsira.
If you don't like him, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey baby, you wanna go out?